I'll be fine. A sip of wine. She's a piece of work, isn't she? Dorothea? Stone Street rolls his eyes, which are a peculiar brown, inflected as if with mercurochrome, something iridescent, greenly copper-tinged. Zippo slogan, 173 Airborne. She asks about the American wife. Stone Street dutifully recounts the launch of a cucumber-based mask, the thin edge of a fresh wedge of product, touching on the politics involved in retail placement. Lunch arrives. Case concentrates on tiny fried spring rolls, setting herself for auto nod, and periodically but sympathetically raised eyebrows, grateful that he's carrying the conversational ball. She's way down deep in that trough now, with the half glass of Cabernet starting to exert its own lateral influence, and she knows that her best course here is to make nice, get some food in her stomach, and be gone. But the Zippo tombstones, with their existential elegies, tug at her. Zippo slogan, Foo Cat. Restaurant art that diners actually notice is a dubious idea, particularly to one with Case's peculiar, visceral, but still somewhat undefined sensitivities.
So, when it looked as though Harvey Nickers weren't going to come abroad...
Nod, raise eyebrows, chew spring roll. This is working. She covers her glass when he starts to pour her more wine. And so she makes it easily enough through lunch with Bernard Stone Street, blipped occasionally by these emblematic place names from the Zippo graveyard, Cucci, Quinon, lining the walls. And at last he is paid, and they are standing up to leave. Reaching for her Rixon's, where she'd hung it on the back of her chair, she sees a round, freshly made hole, left shoulder, rear, the size of the lit tip of a cigarette. Its edges are minutely beaded, brown, with melted nylon. Through this is visible a gray interlining, no doubt to some particular Cold War mil-spec poured over by the jacket's otaku makers.
Is something wrong?
No, Case says. Nothing. Putting on her ruined Rixons. Near the door, on their way out, she numbly registers a shallow lucite cabinet displaying an array of those actual Vietnam Zippos, perhaps a dozen of them, and automatically leans closer. Zippo slogan, blood on my blade, which is very much her attitude toward Dorothea right now, though she doubts she'll be able to do anything about it, and will only turn the anger against herself.